T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good morning, everybody. WIP Morning Show. It's a Monday morning in the Delaware Valley. And I said to you on Friday, I want some credit here.
What happened?
I said those 5 hours on Friday would determine would determine the seasons for the Eagles and the Phillies. Did it?
Oh, it was awful.
100%. And I would like to begin by welcoming back the great Keith Jones. And Jonesy, would you like to begin by indicating to me the first thing you said upon arrival here at our studios this morning?
I would love to. When I left a couple of months ago, there was no sports, and now I've returned to no sports.
Not right.
Because
what happened?
Let's be honest. The Eagles absolutely stink. And their coach and their quarterback are in the crosshairs of this city today, like neither has experienced now in their 5 years together.
Yeah.
You understand this?
It's a mess.
This is a new level of frustration and anger in the city, and I look forward to your expressions of that passion this morning on this radio show. Because I'm going to tell you something, all right? And we will get – I can't ignore what happened with the Phillies over this week. They needed to win one game. Couldn't do it. Oh. And then Bryce Harper came out and basically said, you either side JT or you got 11 years of my puss. And we'll get to that later. But Al, is there a worse scenario in the city of Philadelphia than a coach settling for a tie against an awful opponent at home?
Never would have done it if there were fans in the stands.
No.
He wouldn't have.
No.
Al, there's no, this is maximum disgrace.
Yeah.
You understand? This is the worst thing. You announced Big Balls Doug has shrunken. Jonesy, he
has
shrunken.
That's all I was thinking watching. I could not believe that they were not going to try to find a way
to win the game.
It's awful.
The man who won a Super Bowl, he called a gadget play near the end zone against the Dynasty, and it was, I know,
there was
Foles did.
Well, there was a caller a couple weeks ago who said that, and I kind of disputed.
But he agreed to it.
Don't be surprised this week if play-calling duties are taken away from him.
All right, one thing at a time. Calm down. We'll get to all that stuff later.
As they should be.
I'm starting now with only one thing, because I've looked at my emails, hundreds. Mm-hmm. All want to talk about one thing. How could anybody in this city settle for a tie? And Al, you may be right. Wouldn't have happened if the fans were going berserk.
There's no way.
I don't know. I have my own theory on it, but I want to take you through that sequence because the Eagles, my God, they almost lost in regulation to a horrible football team. And it was, let's be clear right now, Rhea and I, we have been talking about it this morning.
Yep.
And I'm going to tell you something right now, Al. It was an awful football game.
It was horrible.
It was
homework.
A game of dreadful football. And during breaks, I would go over to the Red Zone channel
and
watch the game actually be played.
It's unreal, isn't it?
And it was not even Al.
No, it's a different sport.
The Eagles have become the Bengals.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They deserve to tie them yesterday the way they played that game. But you got still, Al, this is the life, the resilient mind of a fan. Yeah. And I'm referencing myself right now. Jonesy, I still kept saying to myself, hey, if they win, you never know. Maybe this will spur them on. And, you know, this. I wanted something to hold on to.
Yeah, we all did.
Right?
We all did.
So there were two good plays in the entire game by Wentz. What was that throw to
great throw.
What was his touchdown?
Yeah.
And then the
effort.
Throw to Ertz that set up the game-winning field goal that didn't happen because then everybody made penalties.
Unreal.
Right? Everybody moved him out of penalty, field goal range.
Unreal.
But you've got 4th and 7. That's where we're going to pick it up. There's 19 seconds to play, and you got a field goal kicker, Josh Elliott, who has been deadly. Just kicked the 54 earlier in the game. And you know what, Al? He's got a little breeze behind him, too. Mm-hmm. You got the game. I think you got – I can't be – you never know.
You got a real good chance.
I think you got the game. Right, Al, you got the game?
Yeah, you got a chance. Yeah, really good chance.
And we're going to pick it up from there because a member of the offensive line thought this was a good time to move. All right? And I'm going to pick it up, and I'll take you right through – to the comments that were made after the game on a decision for a tie. Let's listen.
And now we're going to have a 4th and 7, and this is going to be a 59-yard field goal attempt for Jake Elliott. Here it is. And now penalty flags fly. Oh, don't tell me the Eagles are going to...
I think there was movement by the Eagles.
Ball start.
Oh my goodness. Oh, on a field goal to win it? 19 seconds to go, and now you're asking Jake. Nope, they're going to bring the offense back.
Yeah, they're going to bring.
They have to.
They're going to punt the football.
They're going to punt the football and settle for the tie. That's inexplicable how they can't line up for a field goal with the game on the line. Inexplicable.
Told them in the locker room after the game that we weren't a very, very, very smart football team today.
Yeah, I mean, I understood the decision. Tying is no fun. I don't think I've ever been in a tie, so it's just kind of an awkward way to end the game.
First of all, the last tie was 12 years ago. Wow. Same opponent. It was the famous Donovan McNabb game. We did not know that games could end at a tie. Remember that one?
Yeah.
But so same opponent, same situation almost. But here's what's mind-boggling about it. How do you not stand there till the ball is snapped? Could someone – Matt Pryor, why is he even moving? When? What does he have to do?
What a camera shot, too.
Oh my God,
right
no.
Up his rear end.
Jonesy, help me with that. Is that a choke? What is
it
that?
It is a choke.
What
That's
is that?
1,000% a choke.
I honestly believe if that man stands still for one more second, we are celebrating an ugly but still a victory.
Yeah, it's a win.
How the hell do you do that?
And that's what Doug should be saying to him right after the game.
Oh, he was crestfallen on the sideline. What good does that do me?
Zero.
How dumb are you? How dumb are you, Matt Pryor? You finally got a chance to play, and you couldn't stand still.
No.
That's not the biggest problem.
No, I ain't blaming Matt Pryor.
I'm blaming Matt Pryor for setting up what happened next.
What a mess.
4th and 12. Cincinnati 46-yard line, 19 seconds to go.
Yeah.
All right? Now, I'm going to give you exactly what Doug said afterwards. That was not part of the montage we just played. All right? I have my own theory on it. I don't think Doug anticipated Matt Pryor moving.
Yeah.
I think
Doug
felt that they would execute the 59-yard field goal or they will go off the winners.
One way or the other.
And when that happened, he didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
But anyway, here was Doug talking about why he did what he did.
You know, and again, looking back, I mean, hindsight's, you know, 2020, I guess. And I'll look at that decision and, you know, tomorrow with clear eyes and make a decision later.
All right. So they pressed him on it. Mm-hmm. They kept pressing him on it. And he kept Al confusing people. Here's more.
Yeah, the decision there, you know, one of two things. You can either attempt it on 4th down and try to go for it. We tried to go for the field goal, the game winner. That was the thing. We were going to go for the game winner with the kick. Felt comfortable with Jake, had the wind. The false start backed us up, so we just said, hey, let's just punt the football here. We didn't want to give him the ball, you know, towards midfield or even a chance to go for it on 4th down and long. Incomplete pass, something like that. They get the ball short field. They could kick a field goal and win the game. So, just made that decision. Hopefully something, you know, positive might have come out of the punt.
Yeah, something positive. All right, so here's really where the logic completely breaks down. You're at their 46. You need 12 yards. If you get it, you got to stop the clock. You don't have any timeouts and put your field goal range back on. There's still a far better chance than that can happen than that you will fail with the fourth down play. They will take the ball over at their own 46, and in 12 seconds, 10 seconds?
Yeah, that's
seconds,
what they're going to have about.
They're going to have 12 or 10 seconds. Throw the ball 25, 30 yards down the field with no timeouts. Get out of bounds. Now, I'm not saying the Eagles' defense isn't capable of flopping on that. I've seen them do it a lot. But now, your odds of making it 12 yards and getting the shot at the field goal again is better than that. Why are you – what is good about a tie?
Well, when you don't trust your quarterback.
That's part of it, right?
Look at what
it's a statement about the quarterback?
Look at what they did just to get to that point with the field goal. Right. They didn't go downfield any further. They've turned this guy into a game manager, or he's turned himself into a game manager rather than a playmaker. There's no way if Wentz was playing the way Wentz is supposed to play and they were in that spot, they're not trying for on the fourth down.
There's no way if Wentz has any confidence that he's allowing Doug to take him off the field. That's the biggest part.
It's unbelievable.
You think of the best quarterbacks in the game that are playing, and Wentz isn't one of them right now. If he was, he's telling the coach, get lost.
I mean,
this is my ball. This is my game.
This is the tell of it. That Merrill Reese, who has done Eagles games for almost 50 years, Merrill assumed when the kick team came off that the offense was coming back on. His immediate reaction was, well, they got to go for it now. And the coach's reaction was, I quit.
He did.
The coach's reaction was, I give up. I surrender to the Bengals in a game I still can win.
Yeah, because he's afraid he's going to have a fumble in the back, a sack, a fumble, an interception. That's what he's terrified of.
Wow. Don't use this guy as your quarterback.
Al,
hold on a minute. If you don't have faith in him in that spot, when do you have faith in him? That's the game. That's a game you need to win.
Yeah. There's no faith in right now. Look at the plays they called.
I want to go back a little further because there was one other interesting moment. And again, I think one of the recurring themes of the show today is Big Ball's dog has disappeared. And he has replaced him with the scaredy cat. Dog, or use some other more witty comment than that. But what I'm trying to say is they're coming down the field to tie the game. And Merrill Reese, who, by the way, was on fire yesterday.
Yeah.
Merrill Reese is speculating that if they get in the end zone, will Big Ball's Doug go for two? Not even try it. And Al, there was a good reason for it. What is the offense was unpredictable and the defense sucked.
Yeah.
You go to the overtime. Can you count on that defense? Joe Burrow, a rookie in his third game, outplayed your quarterback by a wide margin, correct?
Yeah.
Do you want to do that, or do you want to try to make 2 yards with the old Doug Peterson probably would have gone for it. And he was asked it afterwards. And again, this sounds like a different version of Doug. This is wimpy Doug. Listen to this.
I did. I did consider it, but I also felt like the way our offense was playing, you know, towards the down the stretch, battled to get ourselves back in position. Carson in overtime felt comfortable there to just kick the extra point and then put it back in our offense's hands at that time. So just elected to kick the field goal or the extra point.
Hey, Jonesy, what is he telling the defense that he did it? Could you tell me what the players are interpreting the decision to take a tie and not go for it in that spot either? What is it saying?
He's telling the entire team he lacks confidence in all of them.
Yeah.
I mean, that's 1,000% what's going on right now. And when you look at some of his personnel and some of the guys that left this game, there's some part of it that's understandable. Right. But the season is going to end like this.
Yeah.
I mean, if you don't beat the Bengals, your year is over.
Yeah.
So the fact that he didn't go for it is absolutely mind-boggling, but he lacks entire confidence in the group of players that he has in front of him.
All right, now, a major thing is going to happen on this show unless Doug decides not to. Doug is scheduled to be on this show at 8 o'clock.
Right.
You heard one of the cuts, him saying he has to look at it again and assess whether he did the right thing.
Yeah.
He desperately needs to come on this show at 8 o'clock this morning and say, I blew it. This is not my approach to coaching this team, and I don't know what happened in the moment. I got caught flat-footed. I didn't have a timeout to take it over. My 14 assistants didn't tell me what to do, and I ended up screwing this up. He needs to take the fall. You know, Jim Schwartz took the fall last week. If he comes out and defends taking a tie, he's going to take a horrible situation and make it much worse. And I am going to make a promise to the people that are going to be calling and listening to this show this morning. I am going to persist on that question at the risk of alienating him because that's how important it is that we get a real answer to what went on yesterday at the end of that football game. That's my responsibility. If he hates me after this, if he doesn't come on again after that, this is something that I have to risk to get an answer to this question because to me, that was a season-defining decision by him. It was a decision that represented a lack of faith in his own team, a lack of faith in his own legacy as a guy who always him settling for a tie is unimaginable. Unimaginable.
Is there any answer?
And he needs to explain that, and he needs to do it in a way that fans can understand because yesterday, when pressed on it three or four times, he was pretty much incoherent. It was almost impossible. They went back into post-game show to see what the response was, and all the guys there, Ray Dittiger, Seth Joyner, Barrett Brooks, they all went, I don't even think he knows. He doesn't even know why he went for the punt. He didn't even know.
After thinking all night about it, do you think there's an answer that he can give that would satisfy anybody?
Yes, I just told you. It's not going to make it better. It's not going to remove the tie from the record, but it's going to be, all right, at least he sees that this was ridiculous, that this was the worst thing you could do with a coach in his record and his reputation in the city of Philadelphia. You can't wimp out and take a tie.
It's the only way
you
out.
You can't
he's,
do it.
He's got to fall on the sword.
He has to fall on the sword, Al. And I hope he does. Because if he does it, I got to really press him on it. And then he's going to get angry. Because yesterday, Jeff McClain trolled him. Jeff McClain, who he had gotten into a dispute with last week, because Jeff McClain said, how come Carson Wentz can't even hit
layup? Well, that was Kemsky who asked it. And then Jeff did
right,
it again
he
yesterday.
Did. Well, anyway, they did the layup thing during the news conference. And Doug did not appreciate it. So this could be a feisty, snippy Doug today.
But you know what?
That's my responsibility. We as a city need answers for the garbage we watched at the end of that, really the whole football game, but especially the end. My God, how could this be? Less than 3 years ago, we had a parade of this town. Wow. 215.
215-592-9499.
Call now. Don't wait till later because I got room for you now with Dennis and Betsy first up. Call now instead of email because there's no way on earth I can answer all these emails. This is absolutely the low point of the Doug Peterson, Carson Wentz era. WIP Sports Time 617.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.